Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to take you straight to the scripture over in the New Testament in the book of 2 Timothy, and we'll be in chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. And the text says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work." Now, when you think about this, this is a remarkable phrase, every good work. Everything good that God expects us to do, the scriptures can equip us to do. So you say, "Well, Chuck, I don't know how to start helping people." Well, when you get in the scriptures, if what you are specifically being called to do, I promise you, if you get in the scriptures, it will guide you and direct you, and also it will open your heart up to receiving encouragement and help from others, because you were never equipped to do good works by yourself. Everything good that God expects us to do, the scriptures equip us to do. That's a pretty amazing claim, but how does that work? I mean, practically, how does that work? How does the Bible really, Chuck, equip us for every good work? Well, it's not by supplying specific lists that cover all possible situations. It doesn't give you an app for your phone that says, "Do these five things each day." Thinking that way would be a radical mistake in two ways. One, it would be a mistake because there's hundreds, maybe thousands of specific situations we are in that the Bible does not specifically address. There weren't TVs, there weren't Macs, there weren't iPhones, there weren't electric cars, there weren't phones, there weren't birth control pills, there wasn't any Prozac. I mean, I could go on and on. No respirators, bullets, bombs. I mean, the Bible does not equip us for every good deed by telling us the specific choice to make for every new situation. The other reason it would be a mistake to think that way is that it leads straight to legalism, doing things because of outward conformity to a demand in the hope that performance might win you the approval of God. That's not the Christian life. Good works are done from a heart that treasures God and his help, and from a heart that loves to display the glory of Christ. If not, then all those good works are not good, no matter how they conform to somebody's external expectations. The Bible, day after day, gives us a glimpse, day after day, of the greatness and the beauty and the power and the wisdom and the mercy of all that God is for us in Jesus, so that by the power of the Spirit, we find our joy only and always in him. And the ways of sin might become distasteful in our life because these good works have been birthed in our heart because scripture has gotten inside of us, kind of infected us with the goodness and the power of God, that we might realize what is wrong and what is right. And when we choose to allow the Spirit of God to direct us, what will happen is that the Bible will equip us for every good work by changing what we find in satisfaction, so that our obedience comes freely, not being bribed or coerced into it. It does this when we read it and when we meditate on it and when we memorize it and when we take it in day after day after day. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. My friend, go today in the peace and power of Christ that you might do every good work, because scripture has already given you everything you need to go do good works. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Go in peace, my friend, and we'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.